The next patient is Carol Cleland. The last name is C L E L A N D, L A N D, Cleland. First name Carol. Clinical case of a 78-year-old, a white female that is following the practice because of the presence of uncontrolled hypertension. The patient had a history of renal artery stenosis. However, the fact that the blood pressure was out of control prompted us to send her for the interventional radiologist intervention, who was able to pass the guide wire and remove the stenosis that was in stent stenosis. Period. I have to point out that the ostium was with some degree of stenosis that was angioplastic. The blood pressure has come down. However, the patient decided to stop the use of the catheter patch TTS-1 because she was feeling woozy. She has been following the blood pressure, and the blood pressure seems to be under control, 120 over 80. We're going to continue the close observation for the time being. I know that the patient has decreased the intake of fluid, and she has been taking furosemide 40 milligrams on daily basis and BID on Wednesday, Fridays, and Mondays. She continues with the administration of losartan as well as hydralazine 100 milligrams POQ 12 hours. Number two, anemia associated with iron deficiency and supplementation. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. However, I noticed the tendency for this blood sugar to go up, and that is a problem because she's not using the Humulin N. Claims that she develops hypoglycemia. When she uses the Humulin N, my recommendation is to cut down the administration of Humulin N by 2 units. She was taking usually 4 units before she eats. Now I am recommended 2 units in order to keep the blood pressure control. Following number vitamin B12 on supplementation. Following number vitamin D on supplementation. This patient, following number, the patient has a diagnosis of oculopharyngeal muscular dystrophy that is in remission. The patient has not been symptomatic. We are going to reevaluate the patient before she goes to Vermont, and that will be the first week in June.